buses have been canceled constantly. And yeah, for us, it's kind of frustrating. But I was thinking about trying to get the bus today to come here. Well, I couldn't do it then.
Salmo Councillor Todd Wallace is frustrated, but he's not the only one who has had to wait for a bus that never showed up this fall. In October, West Kootenay Transit missed more than 200 hours of service in total, many of those hours on smaller, rural routes like the one in Salmo, continuing the problems that bus riders have felt since the spring. And Todd Wallace has had it.
We have to start funding it better for Salmo, for one thing. I don't think we're funding it right now. It's a heck of a health bus. So I don't think we're funding it properly.
Right.
And we need to make it totally accessible, totally regular hours.
But it isn't funding that is currently having the biggest impact on disruptions on West Kootenay routes right now, according to BC Transit. Spokesperson Jesse Weiss says it's a lack of operators that is forcing them to cancel routes.
So, I mean, throughout the pandemic, we've seen just a lot of shifting in demographics and people making changes in their lives or making decisions around their employment. We're also seeing, you know, some people that were closer to retirement through the pandemic. They maybe stayed throughout the pandemic or stayed for a while, and then they just decided to try something different or to retire. And we do appreciate the work that our transit operators have done across the province throughout the pandemic. It definitely wasn't easy. They kept people moving. But we do understand that there was a burden there, and there just generally is a labor shortage across the province and globally, especially in the transportation sector.
Wise didn't provide any numbers, but earlier this spring, former Slocan RDCK Director Walter Popoff estimated NextGen, which operates the West Kootenay Transit System, lost about 20% of their operators during the pandemic. Currently, NextGen are looking for 4 full-time operators and some temp workers to fill the holes in the schedules. But BC Transit spokesperson Jesse Weiss says seasonal challenges are hard to account for.
One of the challenging things here is that, you know, we're also encouraging employees to stay home if they're not feeling well. We are in cold and flu season, and it is for the safety of our drivers and our customers that we ask people to stay home if they're not well. Our operating company, they do the best they can to kind of move resources around and make sure they get maximum coverage of all the routes. We want to make sure that no one route is impacted more than others in these instances. So when we do get somebody calling in sick, they have to kind of move resources around, and that's when those customer alerts will go up to let people know of specific trips that aren't happening.
November has been looking better than the last month in terms of canceled hours of service, but the transit system says it still comes down to finding more operators to drive buses in the area. Reporting for KCR News, I'm John Roone.